Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This Wednesday, November 29th, NBA Player Props edition of the PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Bet Rivers. Claim your risk-free bet up to $500 over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. Again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
And they need a shot. The ground down. Bale, he gets the catch, and he gets in for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws, deep down.
Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, November the 29th, currently 12:53 on the East Coast. Here to get into our NBA player props for the Wednesday night schedule. And joining me, I got my guy here with me. You guys also know him from the NFL PropCast. It's Crispy Captain. Chris, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
What's up, Munaf? I know we talked briefly just about the bloodbath that we both suffered yesterday, so we're ready to get it back today, man. I'm excited for the show, as always. You know, looking at the slate, looking over the slate last night, I was like, not one that I really, really like too much, but, you know, taking a deeper dive into it a little bit earlier this morning, I think I got some looks that's going to get us back in the green today, Munaf. Overall, still been a very productive season, but, yeah, I just don't like those, you know, those bad nights. So hopefully we can bounce back strong here today and put some money in our listeners' pockets.
Yeah, man. Yesterday, I don't want to say it was a really bad day, but I think I ended up losing just, I think, a couple of units. Player props this week have been really good. The ones that I've at least posted on my Twitter are 6-1, but it's just the sides and the totals have kind of been a thorn on my side. Either I've been losing by a bucket or getting hooked on some of them early in the week here. So, like you mentioned, you know, it's so early in the week. We're about middle of the week now. It's hump day, so hopefully we can get it back here. Chris, last night we saw the last of the group stage games for the in-season tournament. You know, the matchups are set for the quarterfinals, obviously to the semifinals and the finals happening in Vegas. But I think the talk of the town last night, or at least in the NBA Twitterverse, or at least in the NBA community, was the game last night between the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings, and the Sacramento Kings erasing a 24-point deficit to come back and get the victory last night. But, you know, the stars were shining last night in not only that game, but all across the league last night, Chris. But I think there's a lot of concern right now about this Golden State Warriors team. I know it's pretty much Steph Curry, and again, you're just hoping that you're going to get something out of someone. Andrew Wiggins stepped up last night for the Golden State Warriors, but I mean, there were some incredible performance last night, but anything that kind of stood out to you, maybe not only in the Warriors and Kings game, but maybe, you know, something happened earlier in the slate last night.
Man, I think so. I think the biggest takeaway for me, you know, in that game specifically, talking Warriors and Kings, was Kings finally getting some revenge, man. It's been a while since they, you know, were able to get over the hump and beat this Golden State team. Golden State pretty much owned them since Steph Curry dropped 50 on them in the first round of the, you know, a game seven in the Western Conference Finals last year. I mean, Western Conference playoffs last year. So them losing that game last year, heartbreaker. Them losing twice already this season, you know, even more of a heartbreaker, especially when you lose to Steph Curry on a game winner as well. So, you know, it had to feel good to Malik Monk and those guys to not just get a win and go and move to undefeated in the play-in tournament, because they are now 4-0, but also, you know, just to get that bad taste out your mouth of losing to the same team over and over and over again. And this does kind of feel like, I know it's early in the season, it's not, you know, too much significance in that game outside of the play-in tournament, but it does feel like, you know, it's the changing of the gods a little bit in the Western Conference. You know, if we've seen a lot of these teams in the Western Conference specifically, just kind of, you know, the standings are kind of upside down right now with what we, you know, kind of expected. The Minnesota Timberwolves have the best record in the Western Conference at 13-4. And, you know, they were projected to be like a 7-4 AC. You could have got them to make the playoffs at almost at plus money when the season started. Yeah. You know, outside of Denver, who, you know, we all kind of expect to be really, really good, of course, because they coming off the finals. And Phoenix being 11-6, granted, they've had all the injuries that they've had. Some of those teams, like you said, you know, on the outside looking in right now, I'm specifically thinking about Memphis being 3-13. Of course, they have the Ja Morant situation, and then Steven Adams doesn't come back. And now you deal with a plethora of other injuries. But even the Pelicans, you know, injury bugs affected them a lot, even though CJ McCollum is set to make his return. And, you know, you just see Oklahoma City Thunder, you know, a little bit better than what they're supposed to be. So it does kind of feel like, you know, some of these teams that weren't supposed to be as good and maybe kind of hovering around the, you know, sixth to play-in seed tournament spot, you know, those teams are the ones that are top five, you know. So I guess That's probably the most intriguing thing out, you know, out west right now.
Chris, if I give you a $100 free bet and asked you to put down on which of these two teams won't make the playoffs between the Clippers and the Warriors, who would you put your money down on?
Oh, man. I think, Jesus, they are in. Yeah, one of them, if it was to start right now, one of them would be there. I think, you know, that's a hard one, man. You put me on the
burn. And that was because you mentioned, like, looking at the standings, and I was looking at the standings this morning after kind of went through the box scores last night. And, you know, I mean, as bad as the Lakers have been, I mean, they still have 10 wins, right? They're one of the seven teams that have double-digit wins, right? So far this season, they've been really good at home. They've been lackluster on the road, and they've been taking care of business against some of the poorest teams. And I know we just talked about the Golden State Warriors, that it's Steph Curry, and then you're hoping somebody else steps up. And we know what the debacle right now has been for the LA Clippers since they acquired James Harden, that there's some of their victories have come against, again, poorer teams like the Spurs. They took care of business against, but when they're playing against some of these better teams, are the Clippers just not happening right now? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that if, you know, my Rockets fall out of the playoff picture because they haven't been very good on the road. At least they're winless on the road thus far, and they're going into Denver here tonight. I mean, they could fall out and maybe Clippers jump into that play-in tournament bracket, but I was kind of going back and forth between, you know, both of those teams, and you just kind of look at it. The dynasty that the Golden State Warriors have put together over the past several seasons, or at least the past, what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, that championship pedigree, like, they have, that they can flip a switch. But then for the Clippers, it's like, all right, you have four players on this team that if you told me, not really in their prime, because I think the Harden is definitely past his prime, and so is Russell Westbrook, but if you still had those guys on the roster, you would still think that this team would be at least, at minimum, a top six seed in the Western Conference. Right now, they're on the outside looking in here, Chris. So if I had to put my money down, I think it'd probably be the Clippers for me, man, because I feel like one of these guys may just, like, demand a trade and be like, man, I'm done with this. I'm going to another team.
I think I agree. You know, I think you put your money on the Clippers not making the playoffs or making the playoffs.
Not to make the playoffs.
It's really hard. Like, I would want to put my money on the Clippers because I think that they could get it figured out. But I'm not putting my money on Golden State to miss the playoffs. Like, that's what I'm not in a spot where I feel comfortable with, you know, the babyface assassin, you know, even if it's just him alone. And maybe they shake things up at the trade deadline. We still got, you know, some time to play. But I think the one thing about the Clippers, man, they actually play defense. Like, they play at a slow pace. They're going to keep themselves in the game just because of their defensive intensity. Golden State, not so much. I'm looking at their defensive numbers right now. I mean, their offense isn't good as Dallas. So they're going to have to be able to get stops. And that's what's been the, I think the big thing, they're scoring 114 points per game right now. I mean, we don't know Golden State to be 114 point per game scoring team. That's just not who they are.
Yeah.
3-6 at home. Like that is insane to me. And it, like you said, a lot of it is Wiggins not, you know, necessarily playing to up to his capabilities. They don't have Jordan Poole there now. Chris Paul's a slower guy now that he's at the backstage of his career. And while he is producing for them, you know, it's not as many points. And that Golden State, while they were a good defensive team when they needed to be, they've always been known to be electric from the three-point line. And Klay Thompson's taking a big step back, although he had a good game last night.
Yeah.
And it's just not that consistency. So they need 30 to 35 points every single night from Steph Curry in order to be, you know, legitimate and be in contention. Because even last night, you know, they scored 123 points and still lost the game. So,
yeah,
it's the lack of defense and the lack of not having that offense, you know, clicking on all cylinders like they typically do.
Yeah, last year for this Warriors team, they were atrocious on the road, like 11-30 last season, I believe they were on the road. Have a winning record so far this season through 18 games, but at home, like you mentioned, it's been the story of what it was for them on the road last year. So, we'll see. Again, it's still fairly early in the season. We're not even about a quarter of the way through the games here, but I think through the weekend, through at least early next week, we'll be about 25% through the regular season. I think we'll just have more of a feel, I guess, on some of these teams. But I think that was an interesting question to post out between the Warriors and the Clippers on which of those two teams would make the playoffs. All right, Chris, before we get into our player props here for tonight, let me tell everyone about newest sponsor. That's going to be Bet Rivers. We're brought to you by Bet Rivers. Bet Rivers is available in over 14 states, plus Ontario, Canada. Bet Rivers has some of the best live betting markets in the space, and their betting menu is second to none, including a ton of props. Depositing and withdrawing is super easy on Bet Rivers. Sign up using our link to get a risk-free bet up to $500. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. Again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BetRivers. Problem gambling? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Chris, let's get into our player props here for tonight. My man, why don't you lead us off?
Let's do them, you know. So we are going to – let's start in one of the earlier games. We got the Los Angeles Lakers heading to Detroit, coming off an absolute smackdown. They just lost a game by 44 points the other day to the Philadelphia 76ers. And I'm looking at Austin Reaves in this one to bounce back, you know. I just think about the way that you attack the Detroit Pistons, and they have a really, really bad three-point defense. They don't allow too many points in the paint, even though I think Anthony Davis should have a bounce back performance here. So I like the Austin Reaves look. Points and assists is the way I chose to play him. You know, 19.5 is the number. So definitely shop around, you know, get the best odds. But 19.5 is what I saw the number at. Not juiced at all. I think it's a perfect bounce back spot for him. So he's coming off a game where I think he just shot 4-for-10. If people happen to listen to the Patrick Beverly podcast, he did say that, you know, he wanted to hound Austin Reaves because Austin Reaves did the too small to him when last time that they played. And he said he'll be doing that for the rest of his career. So maybe that's something that you kind of target Austin Reaves unders every time he plays against Patrick Beverly. But like I said, perfect bounce back spot versus a team that does not shoot that does not defend the three-point ball well. He'll play close to 30 minutes, which is typically where he's been playing. He's been coming off the bench as well, so not really worried about D'Angelo Russell, you know, stealing a ton of his shine there. Looking at the numbers over the last couple games, besides that game where he was handed by Patrick Beverly, he is 4 of his last 4, you know, if you throw that one away. Mm-hmm. With the only game, like I said, not cashing against the Philadelphia 76ers. So he'll get the shots, I think. And this is the way that you attack the Detroit Pistons is, you know, by being able to, you know, extend the floor. LeBron won't play every single minute. So give me Austin Reaves to score, you know, 14, 15 points and dish 5-6 assists out as well. You know, give me Austin Reaves over his 19.5 points plus assists here.
Yeah, his assists have definitely been there, especially over the last 5 games, right? He's averaging 5.8 assists per game. And the points have been there for him as well. I know he got off to a very, very rough start. So I think that moving him to the bench, I think, was probably the right move by the Lakers. And again, like I mentioned, the mints are always going to be there for Austin Reaves. He's probably that first or second guy coming off the bench for them. So especially going up against a team that's the worst team in the league right now in the Detroit Pistons. I mean, it's not even close. I know we're talking about the Spurs being down there, the Clippers being down there, but the Pistons, to being 2-15, and they just lost a toilet bowl to the Washington Wizards. They've now lost 14 straight games. Chris, they started what, 2-8? That means they started 2-1 on the season. They've lost 14 straight games, have the Detroit Pistons. So I think this is a great bounce back spot here for the Lakers here as well, coming off the drubbing by 40 plus points against the Philadelphia 76ers. So I'm with you there. Speaking of the Sixers, they are in the Big Easy here tonight to take on the Pelicans. And I'm going chalk here. I'm going square, man. I think this is going to be another big Joel Embiid game here tonight, over 32.5 points here. And number one, you take a look at what the Pelicans are giving up to that center position thus far this season. I don't think Valanciunas will be able to guard Joel Embiid in this game. But for the Pelicans, I know they're only giving up 23 points per game to that center position. But Joel Embiid, being the reigning MVP, is just a different animal, right? But their field goal percentage that they're allowing to opposing centers at 59.3. That's the fifth worst in the entire association. They're also giving up the rebounds to that center position as well at 16.1. But also what really stuck out to me, Chris, about Joel Embiid against the Pelicans is that over the last five games against the Pelicans, he's gone over this projection and by a comfortable margin. So the last five games, 37 points, 13 rebounds. The one game he didn't get there was back in 2021, 22 points and 6 rebounds. But over the last three games, 42-14, 37-8, and then last game last season, 42-11 for Joel Embiid. And he's also been able to, get the block shots against his team as well. He's recorded at least one block in 11 career games against the Pelicans as well. So I think this is going to be another big night for Joel Embiid. I'll take the over 32.5 points here, Chris.
Yes, sir. Right there with you, Minoff. I won't use this one for the show just because you already did, but I got this one. This was actually one that I capped and put in my notes last night before I fell asleep. This is a tremendous spot for Joel Embiid, you know, and I'm not sure what it is, like, because Jonas Valanciunas is a pretty good defender, but I'm guessing he's just not agile enough. Like, I don't remember those matchups specifically, but, you know, Joel Embiid is so shifty, right? Because he's a big body. Valanciunas is a big body, but can't guard Embiid. I mean, nobody can guard Embiid. So
yeah.
I think the one part of the handicap for me, Minoff, that you didn't mention was that when you look at how Philly scores the ball, it's primarily through Joel Embiid. And if it's not through Joel Embiid, it's through Tyrese Maxey. Maxey's going to have his hands full today because the Pelicans should be in a very motivated matchup, a very motivated spot, coming off two back-to-back clunkers against the Utah Jazz. So I'm pretty sure they're going to be, you know, they're going to be hounding them. They got Jose Alvarado out there. They got Herb Jones out there as well. So the mismatch, in my estimation, is the same way that you're saying it'll be Joel Embiid. I'm probably going to end up just putting a little bit on the 35 as well. You know, if I like the spot for Joel Embiid, also not the first leg of a back-to-back, which is something that I always check for, you know, as well. So love Joel Embiid in this spot tonight. You know, I'm on it too.
All right. Let's go over to player prop number two here. Chris, what do we got?
So player prop number two, it's a lot of player props that I like tonight. We'll go Santi Aldama. I know we spoke not too long ago, you know, I can't remember. I think it might have been one day last week or week before.
I think it was last week.
We were talking about Santi Aldama. I like him here in this spot, you know. So for one, it's just the injury riddled, like, Memphis Grizzlies. Like, so what the first thing I did was I went in and I looked at his usage over the last five games. It's extremely high. I mean, outside of Jared Jackson Jr., outside of Desmond Bane, like, I'm not sure what you're really looking for, you know, as far as anybody else being able to score, rebound, or assist the ball. So the points and assists, points, rebounds, and assists is 25.5, but I chose to go points plus rebounds because I'm not sure how much he's going to actually pass the ball here or how much the other guy's actually going to be able to make shots, because this Memphis Grizzlies offense is the worst rated over the last five games at a 94, and it's not even close. Like, they're, like, way at the bottom. So, like I said, third guy for the Grizzlies behind Bane and Jared Jackson Jr. You go through and look at, you know, his last five game stats. He's averaging almost 18 points per game, 17.6, and he's collecting seven rebounds as well. He's playing 32 minutes as well. Outside of that Houston game that was played on the 22nd, where he only played 22 minutes due to foul trouble, he's attempted at least 15 shots as well. So couldn't talk anybody off just playing his points. I think his threes are in play today. I'm probably going to be a little too overexposed to Santi Aldama tonight, you know, but it's for a good reason. You look at this Jazz defense, and why they play really, really good at home, it's a reason why they're only 1-8 on the road. And that's because the defense typically falls off a cliff. They just played two really, really, really dominant games defensively, holding that New Orleans Pelicans under their team total in both of those games. So I do expect some regression to the mean. And I expect Santi Aldama to be a big reason why, you know, Memphis is even a part of this game. So give me Santi here, Minoff, over 23.5 points plus rebounds.
Yeah, I was on Santi Aldama last week, which was against the Rockets, just because he was coming off of a game where he had back-to-back double-digit rebounds for everything that you mentioned, right? But number one, because of all the injuries that the Memphis Grizzlies are dealing with, and that it just, you know, propels him to, number one, like you mentioned, get up the shot volume, but also be able to rebound the basketball with this frame. So I'm not going to argue against this one. Again, it's just a pure... Even if it's a blowout here, I think that he's still going to be in the game, right? And over the last five games, he's averaging 32 minutes per game as well for the Memphis Grizzlies. So in the game earlier this season, I know he only played 13 minutes. But again, what you mentioned about, number one, usage. Number two, the injuries for the Memphis Grizzlies. And again, over the last five games, he's averaging 16.4 shot attempts. But again, like you mentioned, against the Rockets, where he only played 22 minutes because he was in foul trouble. I think that he was pretty much guarding Şengün at that point, and he got into foul trouble and wasn't able to do what he has been doing ever since the injuries have piled up for the Memphis Grizzlies. So yeah, I'm with you on this here as well.
You know, real quick, you said you mentioned blowout. Which one of these teams you think gonna blow the other one out if there was a potential tonight?
I'd probably have to go with the team that has 1-8 at on the road so far this season, probably the Utah Jazz. But I wouldn't be surprised if they do get their second victory on the road here tonight, Chris. That's a great point that you bring up. All right, guys, before we get over to our next set of player props here, let me tell everyone where you can actually, you know, come play with us, and that's going to be over at Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy allows you to play alongside your favorite fantasy football players all season long. That's NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, and even college football. Simply click higher or lower on your favorite players' fantasy stats and cash in. Watch along, make your picks, and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And stay tuned at the end of the episode. Chris and I will put together a Underdog Fantasy entry here for tonight. And when you do go to Underdog Fantasy and you don't have an account already, make sure you use our promo code SGPN. Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. So again, that's Underdog Fantasy using promo code SGPN. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with circle stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, Chris, let me take us over to my next player prop. And I am going to go over to one of the earlier games here tonight. Orlando Magic, they're hosting the Washington Wizards here tonight. And the one thing that I've noticed about this Washington Wizards team, and I'm sure you all 100% agree with, is that they don't play a lot of defense. I don't think that's a shocker to anyone, but they, in particular, they don't play defense to the point guard position. So thus far this season, the Washington Wizards to that point guard position are allowing 25.4 points per game, but they're also allowing the most assist as well to that point guard position, about 10.5 per game. But I know they have Jalen Suggs in that backcourt as well. But I'm looking at Cole Anthony in this game here, Chris. His points and assists is at 20.5 in this game. And I'm looking at the over. So Cole Anthony has been a guy that is coming off of the bench for them, the first guy off of the bench. And he plays plenty of minutes for this Orlando Magic team, right? He's averaging 28.6 minutes per game over the last five games, and on the regular season, right around 26 minutes per game. But you take a look at what he's been able to do over the last five games here, Chris. He's averaging 19.2 points per game. He's also averaging 5.2 assists per game. Last game against the Charlotte Hornets, another team that's not very good defensively, like this Washington Wizards team. He put up 30 points and 7 assists in that game, also chipped in with 7 rebounds. Against the Raptors, he had 15 points and 10 rebounds. And he's had, last 5 games, he scored 30 points, 16 points, 20, 15, and 15. So I think the number here that he's probably in my, what I kind of broke down here is that he'll be close to that 20-point mark, maybe around 15 to 17 points in this game. But I think the assists are going to be there for him as well in this game. I wouldn't be surprised if he does have double-digit assists here tonight, just because, like I mentioned, the Wizards are allowing the most assists to that point guard position. And we know this team overall doesn't play very good defense, and we know Jordan Poole's not playing any defense out there either. So I expect another big game here for Cole Anthony. I thought this number was a little bit conservative here for Cole Anthony. So points and assists combined here tonight, over 20 and a half for Cole Anthony here, Chris.
Excellent. Excellent find him. You know, if I hadn't really looked too much into this. I was thinking Paolo rebounds, just because
Washington struggles,
even though Paolo hasn't been rebounding the ball as great. And the number is a tad bit inflated to reflect how bad Washington is defensively, or, you know, giving up rebounds on the defensive and offensive end, honestly. But this is a super buy low spot here, it feels like, you know. I'm thinking about everything that you just said. And I'm also thinking this is the 5th straight home game for the Orlando Magic in this spot. They got a couple more home games as well, so they're very comfortable sitting on the same rims. Mm-hmm. And now you get a Washington Wizards team that it looked like they played defense if you checked the last game, but they also played against the Detroit Pistons. So, you know, while they probably are patting themselves on the back for winning the toilet bowl, like you said, mm-hmm. now you get a much stiffer competition here. The other thing I was looking at as well, you know, is and this bowls really, really well with the handicap for Cole Anthony to go over. Both of these teams are playing top 5 pace right now, last 5 games. So they're getting up and down the floor. I was thinking this earlier. I was looking at the team totals and I said, Orlando's team total today is 122.5. Like, what world do we live in? Are we expecting Orlando Magic to cover 123 points in a game? You know, so yeah, I mean, that all of that just bodes well for, you know, exactly what you said. The Washington Wizards defense is bottom 5 last 10 games that allow them points. And, you know, they should be able to get whatever it is that they want tonight against that backcourt of, you know, Tyus and Jordan Poole.
Yeah. The one I wrote down was Magic team total in this game, but I mean at 122.5. But I think what the point that you did mention, Chris, is that there's a great point about how you brought up that these teams are playing with pace, right? Over the last 5 games, Wizards are number 3 in pace, and then the Orlando Magic are number 6 in pace. Defensive rating wise over the last 5 games, so Washington is now down there at the 3rd worst defense. If you look at their overall season stats for the Washington Wizards, I mean, they're not as far as how bad we would have expected this Wizards defense to be. They're actually not that bad. I thought they would be like in the bottom 4th of the league. But that defense has, I think we're starting to see how bad this defense can be over the last 5 games, where they are the 3rd worst defense, right down there with Chicago, Atlanta, Detroit, Indiana. We know Dallas, Charlotte, those teams we know that don't play a lot of defense here. So I expect a lot of easy baskets here tonight for the Orlando Magic here. So I don't think you should be afraid of that big number. Maybe look at it first half, because Orlando has been really good in the first half overall, especially at home. But again, I think, yeah, this should be easy pickings here tonight for the Orlando Magic. All right, Chris, take us over to your next player prop, man. What do we got?
All right, so let's go back to the Lakers, and I really like this game a lot. Let's go back to the Lakers and the Pistons game, and I'm looking on the opposite side. I'm looking at Jalen Duren. This is one of those if it's not broke, don't fix it type deals, right? So his rebound prop, 10.5. I was on it last game at 10.5 as well. A little bit of juice on this one. We'll definitely shop around, see what you can get the best number. Duren is back-to-back cashes over this 10.5 rebound line. 4 of his last 5 as well. And although the Lakers have been a top 5 rebounding team, I still think that Duren will, you know, get his numbers rebounding the ball, you know, being down there against Anthony Davis. The other part of the handicap is that you go in and you just look at the Lakers on the road. We talked about this at the top of the pod, you know, they really struggle. I want to say just like 3-6. And I want to say in those 6 games, even though Detroit is one of the worst defensive teams in the league, in those 6 games so far, the Lakers have only cleared their team total in like 2 or 3 of those games. So I do expect there to be a bunch of misses, You look at, I really wanted to get there with an under in this game, but you look at Detroit, they've actually been playing with a little bit more pace as well. And all of those just create opportunities for Durin to be able to get out and run. And when we think about the Lakers getting back in transition defense, that's something that they've really struggled with throughout the entirety of the season. So I think that that'll be a, you know, way for Durin to just to kind of beat guys down the floor. I mean, he's 19 years old. Beat guys down the floor, get, you know, a couple putbacks. So give me Durin to go over his 10.5 rebounds in this spot. You know, I like this number a lot as well.
Well, I mean, you know what's going to happen tonight, Chris, is that Jalen Durin's going to have to play a majority of the minutes because Isaiah Stewart, right when that ball gets tipped, he's going to try to go and tackle LeBron James like he did, I think it was his last season or the prior season. But no, I'm just kidding. Again, Jalen Durin has just been that guy. I think my only pushback would be that if he is guarding Anthony Davis, that there may be some foul trouble for him. But again, we've seen multiple times where Jalen Durin plays 20, 25 minutes and he's easily able to get into double digit rebounds here. And again, this was something I think towards the end of the last season where we talked about Jalen Durin specifically on our shows that, you know, he was a guy that was going to emerge as the guy for this Detroit Pistons front court. And he's been that guy. Throughout the last four games, he's had recorded at least 5 fouls, but he's cleared this number of 10.5 rebounds. Last game, 14 rebounds, 13 rebounds. He only had 4 against the Sixers. He was getting Joel Embiid in that game, but I think that was a game that he probably left injured, if I'm not mistaken. But prior to that, before he came back, 12-11. So the rebound opportunities are always going to be there for the Detroit Pistons as well. And I think I want to say the Lakers were on the teams playing with pace as well, like you mentioned. I know Detroit's up there as well at number 8 over the last 5 games, and then the Lakers are at number 11. So again, we have a couple of teams here tonight that's playing against each other that are definitely playing with a lot of pace here. So again, definitely keep that in mind when you're handicapping these games. All right, Chris, for my next player prop, I'm going over to that game between the Phoenix Suns and the Toronto Raptors, and something that I've been playing on over the past several seasons, that center's going up against the Toronto Raptors. And that's going to be Jusuf Nurkić here tonight, taking the over on his 8.5 rebounds. This one is a little bit juiced at around minus 135, minus 140. So it might creep up to 9.5 around plus, maybe plus 110 in that range. But it just goes back to the fact of that the Raptors are allowing rebounds to that center position, right? We've seen it this season multiple times. I mean, I think we talked about it on the show here that DeAndre Ayton had, 20-some-odd rebounds and 23 rebounds against his Raptors team this season. Evan Mobley had 14 against this Raptors. Joel Embiid had 11. Nikola Vucevic in 2 games averaged 10 rebounds. Rudy Gobert had 13 rebounds in 1 game this season against the Raptors. And now you're asking Jusuf Nurkić to do something that he has done over the last 3 career games against the Toronto Raptors. So over the last 3 games, he's had 14 rebounds, 11 rebounds, and 18 rebounds in specific against the Raptors. And then for the last 5 games for the last 5 games overall for the Phoenix Suns, he's been in double-digit rebounds, 10 against the Knicks, 11 against the Memphis Grizzlies. He only had 5 against the Warriors, but I thought that was going to be a really bad matchup for him. But against the Portland Trailblazers, he had 12, his former team. And then against the Utah Jazz, he had 12 rebounds in that game as well. So for his last 5 games, he's gone over this projection. So I'm comfortable with you if you guys want to buy this up and pay less juice, up to 9.5. I think he does get into double digit rebounds here tonight. So I'm taking Jusuf Nurkić over 8.5 rebounds here tonight, Chris, as my next player prop.
Yeah, I mean, you pointed it out at the very, very beginning. You know, if you said rebounds against the Raptors.
Yeah.
That we should probably put that on a t-shirt and use the money that we've made, with the opposing centers grabbing those rebounds to pay for it. So you mentioned, I was just looking back at his game log while I was listening to you, listen to your breakdown. That I love. I look back to the Chicago game where it kind of stood out to me just because he had a 17 rebound game. And I think about the spot for Toronto in this spot. Toronto is not the greatest offensive team. They can really, really struggle to score. And we think about Phoenix, they're 7-1, 7-0 since Devin Booker came back, and they're kind of ramping it up on the defensive end. So, just had a really, really good game against the Knicks the other day. And Chicago and Toronto, to me, have a lot in common with just their ability to struggle to score the basketball. So that's just going to present even more rebound opportunities. So I'm not sure what his double-double is, you know, but that could potentially be the play if you think he's going to grab, you know, at least one more rebound and be able to get to 10 points in this spot. But, yeah, I like it. Like it see, a lot.
Double-double for Nurkic tonight is plus 165 is what I'm seeing. Okay. I don't hate that. Chris, honorable mentions for tonight. Anything else that stuck out to you?
Yes. Let's go Jalen Suggs. Stills. Over 1.5. Plus 145 out there. So definitely, you know, shop around. But that's the best price that I saw. It's a simple handicap here. You know, I think he's going to end up being on Jordan Poole, whose middle name is Turnover. Jordan Turnover Poole. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to force him to turn the ball over. You just, you know, you go through and look at Jordan Poole's turnovers that are at 2.5 and, you know, extremely juiced already. He's, you know, kind of a turnover monster. And I think, like I said, Jalen Suggs will get that matchup tonight. He has at least 2 steals in 3 of his last 7 games. And he's recorded at least 1 steal in each of those other games that he didn't get there. So it's not like he's having games where he doesn't get, you know, a steal at all. And to me, that just shows me his defensive effort. I remember watching the game against the Celtics that they played. Was that earlier this week? No, last week. I think it might have been on Friday that Jrue Holiday missed. And I mean, this guy's just all over the place. And the Wizards are not doing a great job of protecting the ball. So Jalen Suggs to get 2 steals tonight at plus money, you know, I could not talk anyone off of that. Really like that one a lot. And I think that's probably my favorite. You mentioned Joel Embiid, but I'm also going to be there and probably end up laddering Embiid. I think if we take him at 32.5, we might as well put a little bit on the 35 as well. Maybe a little sprinkle on the 40 also. I think it's a big game for Joel Embiid because those other guys are going to struggle to score. Because I think about Jose Alvarado and I think about Herb Jones being out there, but poor Valanciunas is going to have his hands full tonight. So like Embiid look a lot tonight as well, you know.
Yeah, I was looking at Anthony Davis, either blocks and steals combined or just his blocks here tonight.
Forgot about that one. I got that written down too, you know.
Yeah, 2.5. Yeah, it's at 2.5 at, yeah, plus money. Steals and blocks combined is at 3.5 at minus 140. But his blocks here for tonight, yeah, 2.5 at plus money. But, I mean, you take a look at what he's done in his career against this Detroit Pistons team. And so I'll just read this off against the Pistons in his career since he joined the Lakers, since he got traded to the Lakers. So 8 blocks, 3 steals, 2 blocks, 1 steal, 5 blocks, 4 steals, 3 blocks, 2 steals, 4 blocks, 1 steal, and 1 block, 2 steals. So if you want to, you know, take the 2.5 on his blocks, or if you want to pay a little bit of extra juice and play the minus 140 is what I'm seeing for 3.5 blocks and steals combined, I couldn't talk you off of that. I think there's some same game parlay opportunities that we talked about in this game here as well. So, yeah, definitely looking at AD blocks and steals in this game here for sure. All right, Chris, let's get into best bets here for tonight before we wrap up the show, man. What's your best bet for tonight?
I'm going Santi. I love the spot for Santi. I think it's a, you know, a pretty buy low spot for him. It wouldn't surprise me if he came out here and scored, you know, 20 points and you only need, you know, 2 or 3 rebounds to for him to go over. So give me Santi over his points. Plus, it's crazy to think I'm betting on Santi Aldama as my favorite player prop, but it's just the one I like the most. 23.5 is his points plus rebounds. And like I said, you just look at the shot attempts. I think that's why I'm so in love with it. You kind of gave those numbers out, but he's getting 15 shot attempts a game, and he's getting a Utah team that's going to be, you know, lackluster on the defensive end. I don't expect them to continue to play the great defense that they played at home against the Pelicans, this Pelicans team over the weekend. So Santi Aldama over 23.5 points plus rebounds tonight from Umunov is the best bet.
Love it. All right, my best bet, I'm going to go – let's go Cole Anthony. I think this number is a little conservative. Points and assists combined, 20.5 here for him tonight. Again, like I mentioned, over the last 5 games, he's averaging, close to 20 points per game. And also, he's averaging 5.2 assists per game in that span as well. Over the last 5 games, 19.2 points per game and 5.2 assists. And again, this Wizards backcourt defensively has just they don't have the Wizards here tonight. What am I saying?
No, you're right.
Oh yeah, they do have the Wizards. I'm sorry. yeah, because we just talked about Jalen Suggs. Yeah, so again, this backcourt defense has not been very good. We know Jordan Poole doesn't play a lick of defense. Tyus Jones is going to be out there as well. I think it's going to be a mismatch for Cole Anthony. first guy coming off of the bench. So yeah, I think that's going to be a big Cole Anthony game here tonight. They're conservative numbers, a little conservative in my eyes. So points and assists combined over 20 and a half. All right, Chris, that is going to do it for this edition of the NBA PropCast. Stay tuned, about an hour or so, me and Chris are going to do the NFL PropCast for the Thursday night football game between the Seattle Seahawks and I believe it's the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday night football. So yeah, join us in an hour. We'll be back for that. Chris, anything else you want to mention before we get out of here?
Nah, man. Enjoy the slate for tonight, man. I think it's going to be a pretty good slate. Bet responsibly as always. Check me out over on Twitter at Crispy Cap and 2P's 2N's. And, you know, like I said, enjoy the slate, man. Hopefully we can make some money tonight.
Yeah, hopefully we can put some more money in our listeners' pockets. And like I said, we'll be back if you're watching us live on YouTube in an hour or so for the NFL PropCast for the Thursday night football game. So join us then if you want to take a break during your lunchtime and need some time to kill, or you're acting like you're on a conference call, and just come join us then. All right, we'll talk to you guys then. Good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.